forms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. I'm with Red Mohawk, Jeff Shipper, Jesse Moore here. And I'm drinking a watermelon beer. Dude.
Tell everyone where we are right now.
We're at the Note in the bathroom upstairs. Jess, it sounds like an echo. Jess, it sounds like an echo.
That's all right. We're in the bathroom. It's supposed to sound like an echo.
It's good acoustics in here.
No, basically, the reason we're in here is because...
That was at somebody. Oh, there's a band, False Nijal, playing, right?
Yeah.
Jess, it's...
So it was too loud. Don't... If you leave it there, then it'll be good. These are podcasting mics, so they're designed to pick up people talking in a room, you know, so...
Sounds like we're in a bathroom.
We are.
We're in a bathroom.
Hell yeah, dude.
It was too fucking loud in the Note, so here we are in the bathroom. So, Bam.
Yeah?
Tell me about what happened at your house.
Oh, I shot a porno video.
Good lord.
Gina-lated porno paintball.
We shot it, it was a paintball game, and then, Novak has a girlfriend.
Novak's so fucked.
He's so fucked. He got his dick sucked by some girl from North Jersey.
But he couldn't come, so Travis had to come in and be the stunt cop.
Yeah. 20 minutes.
That's going to be Novak's excuse to get, but bam, I didn't come, Travis had to come for me.
You know, every time I think, like, you know, Bam can't top himself. Voila.
Yeah. No porno. Jeff, you always say, you're like, you looked at me once and you go, Bam, you are the new Arthur.
You are. Like, you know everyone's remaking fucking videos right now? Movies?
See, the bathroom's clogged.
Yeah. Everyone's redoing videos like Willy Wonka, which you have no business doing Willy Wonka, Tim Burton or not.
Yeah.
But... I think Bam should remake Arthur, because it'll be that much better.
Definitely.
Dudley Moore.
Yeah.
Dude. Oh, yeah. Arthur was great.
Because what fucking dude under 40 knows what Arthur is? We need to do a new one, so the kids of now can see.
I don't even have to act.
I know, dude. You can just be yourself, and it'll be a hit movie.
I already forgot to tell everybody I'm a four-day bender. Four-day bender.
Going on a mission.
Which pretty much culminated at the Note last night.
Yeah. Dude, Jess.
Tim Burton, Alice in Wonderland, 2010.
It's great, but it's bad. Worst thing I've ever did was open up a bar, because now I get free beer and there's always cool shows playing, so you have to drink a beer when you show up.
Yeah, who's playing tonight?
Foster Child, Silver Tide.
Jeff, you're friends with those guys, right?
Foster Child, yeah.
Fucking
Foster's in the Silver Tide. Nah, they're dudes.
You Frenched a fucking Leslie last night.
So did you. You Frenched a boy looking Leslie.
I Frenched Leslie last night.
I Frenched a bulldog Leslie. And apparently I pissed off a Buddhist to the point that he wanted to smash my head in the brick.
You Frenched Missy's manager.
Yeah.
Wait, let me just interrupt real quick. Converting a Leslie is one thing. Converting a bull dyke is just a whole other.
Yeah, yeah. I kept looking at Missy, because Missy, all Missy's Leslie friends were out, and I kept looking at her. I'm like, Missy, bring me another Leslie.
I'll convert them one by one tonight.
I'm done with this.
She had a mohawk worse than you.
Yeah.
Oh, my butt. Whoa.
He held the door shut with his ass.
I was like, that we're sitting in the bathroom upstairs at the Note on the fucking sink, and Bam's talking, looking at himself, talking to himself in the mirror.
You know, this is a nice bathroom, man. I've never been in this.
The bathroom's great.
Yeah, I would easily take a
shit. Quit making small talk.
Well, basically,
tell me to shut up.
It's too it's too loud out there. There's crowds and bands playing and shit. So here we are in the bathroom. So fuck it. Let's
play a song. We're in the bathroom.
Let's play a song.
Fine.
What are we playing?
I like Turbo Negro.
What Turbo song?
All my friends are dead.
are dead. They got kicked in the head. All my friends are dead.
Rainy Man Series 28 Facts.
Yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banner on Sirius 28 Faction.
And we're back.
Mohawk, that was Turbo Negro, All My Friends Are Dead, which is a fucking cult classic hit.
All my friends are kind of dead.
I
want a fucking bender, dude.
What for?
No, this is probably the like second worst hammer I've ever been.
Oh, let me explain it right now, Bam. Like,
oh, I've been skating for 20 years, and my bones hurt, and my muscles hurt.
I have Lyme disease.
I'm in a lot of pain.
That really sucks.
Chest.
I have that too.
You have it.
I know.
That's what it is.
Are your joints hurt?
Right here in my
head. Joints hurt. And I'm always tired.
You have Lyme disease. That's what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, that's what they said.
I felt like
that's what the doctor said.
See, I hate doctors and shit.
Shut the fuck up.
It's the door shut.
I hate doctors and shit, and I never go, so I let my Lyme disease get completely out of control. And it got to the point where I was a fucking 90-year-old man. Like, I felt like a 90-year-old man.
That's how I feel right now.
Like, going down the steps in
that's
the morning.
That's why I'm 12 years deep, Jesse.
Well, fight fire with
it's
fire.
The only thing that makes me feel pretty medium okay.
Well, you have to take medicine, and then it'll go away. And like,
yeah, okay. But they say that you can't drink on it, and I can't
either. So you're just fucked either way.
I don't know.
No, you know what? I told my doctor I'd be drinking on mine, and then he gave me something else to mix with it, and then I was all right.
See, I didn't do that yet.
Why'd you see the shit with lemons?
Here we go. If you get Lyme disease.
Lyme lemon. Because you get rid of it, get rid of Lyme's.
You're an idiot.
Fucking dumbass.
Fight Lyme's with lemon.
Shitbird.
Shitbird called me the other day just to tell me he shit his pants on the ride home.
Like yeah, simple.
Dude, I got locked out of the house. I fucking shit my pants. God, I had to break in like a shitty robber.
God damn.
Tell everybody about the neighbors.
Dude, we're driving over here. We're coming from Bam's house. We're going around a turn. We're completely out of cigarettes. And Bam sees these two dudes.
Fresh out.
Fresh out. He sees these two dudes sitting on a porch. He's like, man, I always wanted to meet them. Well, they're smoking cigarettes. We're fresh out. We should turn around and go meet them. Dude, I pulled the fucking Mercedes up because I'm driving.
Full blast Metallica, new album.
Blast the new Metallica fucking album. He just gets out, doesn't say hello, nothing, just walks up. You got any smokes?
And you know what? It worked.
And then didn't he go and fetch a bottle of whiskey, too?
What? Oh, they had whiskey, yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
So, you're like that friendly neighbor, like, hi, we're the Johnsons. Here's a fruit basket, except, yeah.
They're college kids. And you know what? I said that, that Aaron, the police officer, used to live in that same exact house. I used to drive by in the Lamborghini with a Budweiser and beat the horn, bitch. What's he going to do, arrest me, Jesse?
Probably not. I know cops. They don't arrest shit.
I'm friends with all cops.
I got let out of so many fucking... Oh, my
phone. Who the fuck's phone? Who is this?
Jesus Christ.
Answer. Answer.
Who the fuck is this?
Hello? Put on speaker.
Yeah. Oh, yo, it's Cheaty.
Who?
Cheaty.
Who's that? Sounds like
remember
a
Cheaty? Cheaty.
Yeah.
Yo, you're on the radio right now. We're doing serious radio.
Out of the bathroom.
Yo, where's Vern at?
Vern?
Yeah, what the fuck's he doing these days?
Vern. I'm not human. I can't
find myself. Yeah, dude, I don't know. I think he went all emo on us.
Too quiet.
Well, yeah, dude, let me give you a ring back because we're in the middle of taping this radio show.
Alright,
alright, cool, later.
Yo, name the name of the band that Vern's in.
I don't want to promote his band. Actually, no,
shut
you know
the
what?
Fuck up. What is
I will because
it's not Inter Party System, is it?
No, it's Eastern Conference Champions.
Okay, because I heard Inter Party System on the radio and it was fucking great.
It's basically like Radiohead-y Coldplay type of shit.
I liked it.
Did you hear Vern's band?
You
probably would dig it actually. It's like
you musicians hate every other band.
Yeah. Dude, you know what? I've been doing it so long.
Dude, every musician only promotes people that are dead.
Well, no.
I like Led Zeppelin. I like Metallica. I like Jimi Hendrix.
It's just that I've been doing this so long. You better do something to fucking impress me if I'm gonna be in here. You know, like
everybody can do everything. Dude, yeah. Okay, Jess. Coldplay is huge. They're huge.
Yeah.
You could play the drums on every song easily, and you're just some random dude from Westchester.
Right.
About it.
Yeah.
Well, and you can play the drums.
Yeah.
If the guy broke his arm and they said, Jesse Margera, we need you to play drums on Coldplay, you could probably do it in 2 days.
Easily.
See?
Totally. Yeah, but I mean,
seriously.
And then being bass. All that.
Yeah, they probably would be like, it took our original drummer 9 years to learn.
That's the problem.
The microphone is aimed right at Jesse. Now I sound way better.
Is it better? All right, cool. We're good. But, you know, like, if you're a musician and you've been doing shit for as long as me, you better make a record that stands out and sounds like its own thing or else I won't care.
Dude, think about back in the day, like in the 80s, like Better Off Dead, best movie ever.
Yeah.
Shit like that, 16 Candles, all that.
Yeah.
They tried so hard. Now they just poop movies out so easily, like once a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking horrible.
Like
dude.
High school kid, Virginia.
I mean, I watched, what's that movie? That new comedy movie, fucking horrible, dude.
Which one?
With the fat guy with the hair.
Superbad.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it sucks. That's such a mediocre movie.
I never saw it.
Better Off Dead is so much better, dude. They just poop movies out.
You can't fuck with Lane Meyer, dude. And there's like the paper boy that wants his fucking $2.
Lane Meyer.
Yeah.
From a man who knows how to shoot.
You can't fucking, like, they wouldn't make a movie like that now. Because
they're
morons. They can't. Yeah.
People pay a lot more attention back in the day. Now they just poop movies.
I think it's that they paid less attention. Like they would have that paperboy. If you brought that to a movie company right now and you were like, we want to have this paper boy, he's always asking for $2, the executives would be like, what that?
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with the story. What are you talking about? That's pointless.
Dude,
you know?
they would get cut out.
And then, you know what I mean?
Yo, that John Apatow did like 18 movies in like 2 years.
Is that the dude who did
Superbad
and all that?
Superbad knocked up all that shit.
Sometimes you just can't write certain stuff. Like, if I write Boof saying anything, like, yo, faggot, come here, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
But you can't write it's Boof who's like, well, yeah, let's say big, fat, and funny.
And that's why some of the only, like Christopher Guest movies, I can watch those because they are totally improv on the spot. Like, you know, like, all the fucking scenes are natural.
Can I get in?
No, they don't.
They open the door and...
Hey, there's another bathroom in town.
There's two other bathrooms.
Don't go down to fucking La Toltec.
Fuck them. There's another bathroom in town.
Man, how about the guy who came up to you last night and wanted to talk to you?
Oh, man.
Who's that?
Dude.
This guy.
We were a fucking piece last night.
We were a piece of shit. Worse than I am tonight. And this guy comes up and he starts talking. And I'm like, dude, I'm talking to my long-lost friend, Carrie Getz, and I don't feel like talking to no stranger. And then he goes, I thought you were cool, but you're a fucking asshole. I was like, well then fucking fuck off, stranger. And then he throws his PBR tall boy at me 2 feet away and he missed. I was like, you moron, you're 2 feet away and you fucking missed. You suck. Total homo.
At least you had an excuse, because the best thing I've ever, well, the best slash craziest fucked up thing I've ever seen is...
What shit bird is?
Some dude came up and fucking Steve-O was there. And
Jesse.
And some guy's like, hey, Steve-O, is it cool? And he's like, dude, fuck off. Seriously, fuck off. Yeah. Seriously, fuck off. And the guy's like, but I just, seriously, fuck off. Like,
I kept going. I idolize the fact that he does that.
Because, I mean, he went out of his way to be an asshole.
Yeah, like, some guy's trying to talk to him, and he's talking to somebody. Not even seriously, fuck off, dude. Seriously, fuck off.
No,
just
like,
fuck off, just fuck off, just fuck off.
Like, no, you think I'm kidding, but I'm dead serious. Like, fuck off.
Man, you gotta go down 2 feet and people's pissed.
Yeah, what? Fuck people pissed.
Fuck you, shit, bro.
You gotta go 2 feet down.
Go here. Faggots.
I'm sitting here. All right, cool.
Jesus,
how's that?
Christ, you're right, peaking there. The volume, Jesse.
Oh, sorry. I'll edit that. I'll, like, edit it out.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I'm a wizard of editing.
Why? Because you have nothing better to do than watch
TV? No, dude, I have to stay up fucking all night to do this.
Why?
Shit.
Why? You're kidding.
Because I'm busy changing diapers all day long.
Shitty diaper blue. You got the shitty diaper blue.
If I'm not cooking macaroni and cheese, I'm changing the shitty diaper.
Man.
What are you talking about? You're trying to steal Scarlett.
Yeah, let me just get her.
Well, it's a lot of work, you know.
Well, let me wait until she... No, I already like her now. All right, let me have her.
We're doing a radio show and Shinbird is back there pissing.
Yeah, see, I mean, I can get into this. Like, all you have to do is take 3 steps and you can take a piss.
I'll play a song.
What do you want to play?
69 Eyes.
What song? Someone's trying to get in and take a piss right now.
Angels.
All right. This is 69.9 Angels on Sirius 28 Faction.
The human race is on the run. The ancient gods should have told. The earth has never felt this old. Oh. Heaven for gold. 21st century son of a bitch, speaking with the mouth of a whore, riding with the horsemen of four.
We found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
Jess, this sums up the bender we've been on.
Fear doesn't equal height.
Quarter shoot yesterday. Come to the noon. Get completely shithouse. Leslie's boot is pissed off at me. I wake up later than he did today. Come downstairs. He's already four beers deep on the back porch, feeding bees to a praying mantis.
Noon and five in the morning.
Oh, yeah. And he's like, dude, it's Discovery this is man's wild kingdom in the backyard.
Bees praying mantis on this flower. I fed him three bees.
He just ate them?
He ate them all.
And then they shit.
After they're done fucking, they bite the head off their mate.
No, there was not another one. They didn't fuck. They ate bees.
Look at that, dude.
Oh, dude, come on
That's
in.
That's insane.
Come on in, let's interview this dude.
Oh, yeah.
When I was there, you're watching some fucking crackhead black dude with gnarly ass fake teeth.
No, that.
He bailed.
He bailed. Phil and Pop Up came every day, so we're showing them animals fucking on YouTube.
You're showing them two dogs fucking.
Dude, it's two dogs fucking. It's two pit bulls getting it on. Mm-hmm. And they got Genuine My Pony playing in the background. It's like, you're a horny, let's do it. Dude, as they're fucking, the one, like, the dog on top pukes on the other dog. And then starts just licking it up off the ground.
Nice.
Two dogs fucking.
Close that door. Too loud here.
Fuck's sake, Shitbird.
God damn it, let's play a song.
Shitbird's all welcoming. He's always like trying to get these people to come in.
Yes. Come on.
We're recording, for fuck's sake.
Nice shirt.
Sure, alright, let's think about what we want to play.
We'll play a new Viking Skull song?
Company Band.
We can play a Viking Skull song
Company
off
band.
The new album.
Fuck on, man.
Company Band.
Company Band. Alright, this is Spellbinder by the Company Band. Serious 28 Facts.
Yeah.
out, man.
Say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone.
Can I talk?
Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue. It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
No.
Yeah.
Fucking kidding me.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 faction.
Brett Mohawk's a faggot. He friends the lesbian.
You friends the
lesbian.
A full-blown bull dyke lesbian. Does that make him a faggot?
You know, that's a pretty good argument, man.
Well, yeah, but that.
Let's argue this out.
I friends the lesbian with boobs. He friends the lesbian that was in a sweater vest with a tie on.
Holy shit.
Missy had it best out of all of us because she was friends with Gina Lynn.
No way.
Yeah. At the front, dude, we're all at the very front dude, table downstairs. So everyone walking in the notebook.
I say, why not?
Dude,
that rhymed.
Go for it.
That rhymed. I say that's not, I say, why not? Jess.
Bam, I like your bar, dude, I gotta admit. But yeah, I agree.
Shut up, your
ass. It's dangerous. WC.com.
It's dangerous because you just have unlimited bar tab.
Oh, that's a problem.
I know.
Dude, I can drink for free forever. And all I do is make profit.
And make money.
Man. Yeah. But like, I get paid to drink beer.
Yeah.
That fucking sucks. You might think it's cool, that's everybody's wish, but it fucking sucks.
It's a mixed
blessing. I've been hammered for like 4 days now.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you hired Shitbird to work here, you wouldn't make any profits.
Oh, fuck.
You'd just be like, where the fuck did all that beer go?
Who took a fucking keg? There's a keg missing. I didn't see a keg.
We'd be missing kegs at fucking Shitbird.
So, missing kegs and burgers and french fries and probably a waitress or two.
Like, we were recording the other night, it's just like three or four of us, and he's just like, yeah, we're gonna need like three cases. I'm like, Jesus, no. No, Shipburn came over.
No, that's his attitude.
Yeah, like, he's like, I'm gonna need like at least a case and a half. You guys, you know.
But cool attitude.
But when it came time to run out of beer, they were like, we're not running out of beer.
Try this.
Can I try watermelon
beer? Watermelon beer.
Shipper told me a shot of beer when he's a case and a keg away.
Dude, I'm a fucking planner, man. I don't sit there and say,
oh, I forgot to get beer on Sunday. Bullshit.
I'm a planner. Yo, you know what's the biggest funniness that I always think about?
What?
The second time I officially started dating Missy, I fucked her up the ass. And now, yeah. And now it's been like 2 years.
Why is the fire alarm going off?
Oh, no.
It's a disco. Yeah, alright.
Yo, is that water gonna happen? Because this shit is expensive.
Oh, shut it off.
Nah, that's just the
radio show's done, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, the fire alarm's
going off at the note.
Now go fuck it up your ass. Here's a song.
Fucking hell. This is Doom, Gloom, Heartache, and Whiskey by Viking Skull.
Says who?
I'm playing new Viking Skull because the album's coming out.
Alright,
fine. And we gotta promote it.
Fine.
We'll do it.
It's coming out in November. This is Doom, Gloom, Heartache, and Whiskey. Viking Skull.
Your mom's going out.
Your mom will go out.
Your mom's going out.
We'll be right back. Brian Dunn, and you've tuned in to Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction.
And I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck-up.
Yeah, welcome back to Radio Bam, live from the Note. Actually, the bathroom of the Note. And this is Jess, because Bam and Red Mohawk took off. They're watching the band playing. And I'm stuck here in the bathroom with all these people shitting and pissing. It's pretty goddamn gross. So in that case, I think I'm going to cut the show a little short here and play some music. This place is awesome. If you live anywhere near Westchester, you should definitely come here. It's on Market Street. And my band, CKY, is playing here coming up Halloween and the night before. The first night's all ages, and Halloween is 21 and up for all you drinkers out there. And if you've never heard my band CKY live, then here you go.
CKY! 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 There ain't no pussies in Pittsburgh now, are there? Just a bunch of cocks.
Standing near me, will you? fake audience on the real record.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Wow. Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.